Dear Father, in the wondrous name of your Son, Jesus, we are grateful to God today, Lord. There's a spirit of sincerity this morning. Lord, there is a groaning going on in so many different ways. Lord, we're so thankful that you can comfort and succor them all, God. You're the wonderful, wonderful healer, Lord. And Jesus, you stand. And hallelujah, I'm so grateful to God that it's in that wonderful name that we stand. And upon that rock that is higher than any one of us, hallelujah, we stand. And Lord, in that today we ask that your Spirit again to anoint. God, how good you are to us. Time and time again, you never fail. Lord, we come to you feeling so empty, but you're always there not to just fill, but to overflow. God, help us to be people that will call out upon that today. God, to have confidence in your Son and in the glory that you've put into him. All of the glory of God in the face of Jesus. May we look fully into that face this morning. Rejoice. And praise God, could our heart even say, He is mine, mine, mine. All is mine. I'm thankful, Lord. We know you. Thank you so much for loving us. Have your way in this time. Anoint in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Well, brothers and sisters, let's open up our Bibles today in the fifth chapter of Galatians. We're going back to verse 22 there, and it's amazing how time flies. And I pray it's time flies as we're having fun. And it is. We have fun in the Lord. I'm so grateful to God. I know it's absolutely serious. I know that for the time being, the sufferings don't necessarily appear to be joyous, but I'm happy in Jesus. I'm happy in Jesus, and I'm happy in Jesus alone. And I'm grateful to God that truly, Lord, bring me that youthful spirit that will praise you and sing to you. Faith like a child. Really, never, ever leave God in that way that it would ever leave my heart and to have fun in the Lord. Praise His name. But in Galatians 5:22, here we go. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. Listen to this. Long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Isn't that wonderful? Nothing can stand against it. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. All done. If we live in the Spirit, come on now, let us also walk in the Spirit. Isn't that wonderful? Praise God. I mean, we're talking about not just an invitation. He is pleading with us. You've been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ Jesus. Every one of His children have been blessed exactly the same because it is us in Christ. And how often we go around in this world and even us Christians, oh, you've been blessed with that. Oh, you've been blessed with that. No, we have all been blessed with everything in Christ. And that is the truth. And that's what the Word of God is and says. And that's just fact. And know it, brothers and sisters, and God help us to rejoice in it. But today we've come to the final of these graces, temperance, and it is the ninth grace. And those that might know some of the numbers and their representations in the world of, Word of God, the number nine represents redemption or divine completion. And praise be to God, we're here to rejoice today of the finished work that is on display. Because that's exactly what this temperance is, brothers and sisters. It is the evidence of completion. His masterpiece of grace is upon display. This is a life, praise God, that has completely left the cares of this world and understands I am completely, completely dependent upon God. You completely dependent upon God today? Well, even if you don't know it, you are. And what this is to rejoice in your dependency upon God and get rid of your self-sufficiency and understand your all-sufficiency has already been met in the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 Brothers and sisters, I'm here to rejoice that God is completing a work in His saints that if we will yield to it, there will be nothing lacking. There won't be one brushstroke missing. There will not be one spin left upon the potter's wheel. This is a life that is ready to be offered. Brother Paul brought this wonderful message to us. And brothers and sisters, so often, and I understand by His grace, the grace of God. But I want to quit wallowing in my defeat. And quit thinking of all these times and times again of, oh, well, I know God will take care of that. Let God take care of that. There's a difference. There's a great difference of just saying something, but then letting something and giving it to Him. How many times, I'm speaking of myself, I guess, today. Oh, I know He'll take care of that. Yeah, He'll you know, He's faithful. No, He's faithful. He's so beyond faithful. He just gave us that word. Brothers and sisters, it's really time to believe Him for this. The completeness of it. That truly there is nothing lacking in Him. And He has placed us in Him. It's us in Christ. And we have it all. Every single bit of it. This is some exciting stuff. It really is. I'm telling you, when you really start to grasp this by His grace, when your heart come around this, I pray it's this morning. You talk about chills coming up and down your spine. Amen. Can you imagine what God wants you to be? Can you imagine what God is making you to be? Not just something that's a far-off fairy tale. But Lord, I know. I read Your Word and I know these things are going on in my life. And it's marvelous and it's amazing. And I'm so thankful that You took time with me. Because I know I didn't deserve it. Maybe You did, but I know the Word of God and you didn't either. But His patience with us time and time again. Come unto me. Come unto me. It's my work. It's complete. It's all sufficiency. Oh, brothers and sisters, this is wonderful stuff. This is the readied wife. We've been studying about these graces and now all these graces come together in this finality of a life that is ready to see Jesus. This is a life that is filled with all the fullness of God. We talk about these things, but know who you are in Christ. The reason that you may not sing upon the mountaintop, even while you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death, is because you are not apprehending the grace of God that He's already given you. Do you believe that He's given you this? Brothers and sisters, only by grace through faith do we apprehend this wonderful promise of God. See, this is something I believe that we all desire. I want to grow up into Him in all things. I desire that. But I'm realizing that He desires it more than I do. And I'm realizing that His all-sufficient grace by His wonderful grace will bring that into my life. And praise be to God, He can make me this readied vessel of all-sufficient grace, looking and loving His appearing. Now, temperance. I'll go back to those that are schooled in this. It means self-control. Okay, now sit up straight and smile. You got it handled? God help you. You couldn't control anything. And you're going to have to understand that He's the one that is in control. And you better understand that your flesh is absolutely, completely weak. And say, praise be to God. Because the Spirit is willing. And if I'll yield to that wonderful Spirit by His grace and grace alone, these things will be manifest in my life. They will. They'll just come forth. It is that way. It is that way. God has provided, and what He has provided is fully sufficient. But temperance does mean self-control. It may have its epitome of it best described. And I want you to turn here in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27. I haven't gotten used to my big Bible yet, so I kind of cheat and write these down. Don't know where this Bible might fly off to because it's big. But at least it's easier on the eyes, praise God. All right. It says there, but I keep under my body. I keep under my body and bring it into subjection. Lest by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Now, to keep under my body. This literally means to beat it black and blue. This means to smite it. I'm telling you, there's some rough stuff going on here. And how many will love to smile at this and say, see, aha, this is something I can keep. This is something that I can do. Don't you understand? Here's my list. And here's what I run around with. And I say, see, you don't do this, and I do. That makes me better. Come on now. Even though you may not do it in public, maybe you do that in your heart. God help you. You cannot keep a thing. You don't have any control. And the sooner that you learn of this and truly trust God for it, then you'll start to grow up in Christ. Because we grow in one thing, and that's in grace. We grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That is the plan of God for all people. A brother told me a long time back about this. And he did say it so funny. I was getting a little bit excited about something. And he said, and that's the first time I ever heard it. He said, you know, throttle down, big shifter. I like that. He did. He said, now throttle down. See, I just like to run it in the high gear. And, you know what happens when you do that? You burn out. And that's the truth. It's a patient run, isn't it? There's a patience in this. And I'm so grateful to God. But He gives you joy all the way along. He gives you a song in your heart. And don't be afraid to sing it. But He said, let the Scripture confirm this to your heart. The Word of God tells us so clearly that the fight is the good fight of faith. See, we don't just beat as one that's beating the air. The Word of God tells us that. We're not just... And see, I see people do this often. And I will. I'll get on my brothers and sisters in Christ. They get off with a political motive. Oh, well, see, we got to fight for this. Oh, don't you realize what we're fighting today is these people over here and this religion over here. And I'm hearing it more and more and more. People are preaching all sorts of things except the Word of God. Quit beating the air and start fighting the good fight of faith. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And God will bring that fight on. And the neat thing is He'll fight it for you because He's the sword. Praise the Lord. That is wonderful. A lot of times people have kind of, discussed back and forth. And I understand this. But that armor is pretty much 90%, and even more so in some respects. It's all defensive. We've already got it. Just stand in defense of it. Well, what's the offensive part? The sword. The sword, the Word of God. Isn't that awesome? And praise be to God, it's perfect. I've heard people say, well, your sword's dull. No, the sword ain't dull. You're dull because you don't understand it. That sword is never dull. It's just the one wielding the Word of God that might have a problem or an issue. And that's the truth, brothers and sisters. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. You take this Word upon anything you face in your life, and you're more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who loves you. Know that. Doesn't every hair on your head just stand up when you hear that? I'm more than a conqueror. There wasn't even a word to describe it. Victory comes so short. My blood was shed, and it is finished. It is finished. It's completed. And I'm pleading with you. That's what He's saying. Believe me. I do have this under control. I do know your thought afar off. I made you. I made you. I know the hairs upon your head. I know your heartbeat. I know your pain. I know your anguish. I know your sorrow. And yeah, honey, I gave it to you. He did. And I gave it to you in love. So you could come to know me. And to know me in the fellowship of my suffering. See? He wants a wife. He does. When you get married in the natural, you don't say, okay, we're married now. Now we're going to go live apart. We joke about that. That's kind of how you get along. I'm just teasing. You come together because you don't want to be apart. And you want to know each other and you want to grow. God already made you one, as I told these young couples that come here and get married. You'll never be any more one than God made you today. You're never more a Christian than the moment you said, Jesus, I take you into my heart. You're not going to be any more righteous. You're not going to be any more holy. You have His life. How could there be? It's perfect. Now grow up. Go on. Understand how good I am and what I want you to be. See, that's the beauty of how simple this is. We make it so difficult, like there's levels and hedges and hurdles and all of these different things. And God says, take my yoke upon you. It's easy, son. Come on. Come on now. Embrace me. I've got you. I'm never going to let you go. And the only thing is, I'm going to embrace you tighter as you start to squirm. And that's the truth. I've had babies. They just start to squirm. I don't just let them go. They'd fall and hurt themselves. I'm going to clamp down. I'm going to clamp down on you because I love you. And He's clamping down on us. Every one of us. And it's a good groaning when we look into His face. It does hurt so good. When you know the Word of God. It hurts so good. It is not us that fights. It is the Word of God working effectually in us. It's the Word of God that works effectually in us. And it works effectually in us in believing. And in believing, it brings power. It brings might. Even the very power of self-control in a life, because He's controlling the vessel. Christ Jesus supplying all the all-sufficient grace. He's the one that keeps our bodies under subjection. It staves off lust conceiving. Did you know that? A mind that is stayed upon Him is a wonderful place to stay. Yeah. And it's not staying upon Him because of fear of everything else. It's staying upon Him because He loves me. Because I know that my comfort is in Him. My rest is in Him. My joy is in Him. See, that's just faith. Lord, I want to think upon these things. And He lists all those things and I say, oh, I'm so simple. It's just Jesus. And it is. And then He'll break them down for me. And He'll say, oh, yes, son. It's lovely and it's a good report and it's true. And isn't it wonderful? God does that. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Yeah, it's a good place to be. It's a good place to stay. But brothers and sisters, when this starts to come on, He staves off the lust conceiving. And He allows not that sin reigns in my life. And instead it becomes Christ in me, the hope of glory that starts to lay hold. And I'm going to tell you something. Then you can start to rule and reign now with Him. Really, the wife hath made herself ready. She's staking her claim now to Him. Oh yeah, my beloved is mine. I know I'm His, praise God, but I'm so thankful too. My beloved is mine. I don't get shy when I come in there to uncover His feet and to lay me down like my sister sang about. Jesus, speak to me. Oh, I forgot you're already talking. He never stops, does He? Doesn't the world continually speak to you? It does. My sheep hear my voice. They know my voice. God, bring me into that communion. Oh, praise His name. And then the second part of that precious verse that we read there. But I keep my body under my body and bring it into subjection. You know what subjection means? Literally, it means a prisoner or a slave. Oh, I'm not going to do that. Well, you don't have to. It's to your benefit. Brother Paul called out and he appreciated. I'm a prisoner of Jesus Christ. I am. Now, I'm going to give you something that I know you already know, but you really need to think about. And maybe you're visiting here today and you haven't heard the word. You already are a prisoner of Jesus Christ too. You have been bought with a price. You are not your own. You're not. Miserable? You're trying to be something you're not. unhappy, you're not settling down. That God is in control. That's the truth. When he said, in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content, he meant it. Meant it completely. It didn't mean if I had a job or don't have a job. Didn't mean if I have somebody that really loves me in this world or the familiar friend has left me. Come on now. Come on now. It's not if, you know, sister, brother, so-and-so spoke to me, took time or whatever. You know what? Sister, brother, so-and-so might be having a hard time today. Right. Have you ever thought of that? Have you ever thought of somebody else besides yourself? Oh, did I say that? It's about time. It really is, brothers and sisters. It's about time. It's about time to receive these things and to pray for people. And if they didn't treat you right, pray for them. But pray for yourself first to have the right heart to pray for them. Lord, oh, just make them know how miserable they are because they didn't love me. No. Say, Lord, cause my heart to have a compassion like yours that they don't need to be like that. God, you'll take care of it. But you keep going that way and you keep going that way like a brother and I were laughing, but it's sad. You want to go out there and eat grass like a Nebuchadnezzar? He'll let you do it. You can lose your mind if you want to. And all the time he's sitting there saying, take this mind, let this mind be in you. I've already given it to you, honey. Take it. Believe me. Start living. And how do we live? By faith. By faith. God help us to understand this. Quit fighting against it. We are not our own. We have been bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And when we yield to that beauty and that splendor and that wonder, the light comes on. Oh, the glorious light. And I'm talking about the light in Him. There is no darkness. There isn't any clarity. There's no wondering. God, what do you got today? Where are you going to take me today? Praise the Lord, this is your day. Not that you've instructed, you've provided me to be happy and to rejoice in it. Did you get that? He's already provided that glory for you. Oh, brothers and sisters, it's wonderful. The clarity that He brings to the race course. Why you're here. Why you go through these things. Honestly, read the Word of God. It's got your name all over it. It really does. Oh, my goodness. Allow Him by grace to put you in there. See, the word of His grace sheds light on every happening, brothers and sisters. Nothing catches us unawares in light. Nothing is strange to us in the light of His word. Amen? Amen. Come on now. Come on now. We're going to be really serious with this and believe the word of God today. Is anything really strange in the light of His word? No. He told you these things must be. These things must come to pass. Now we see it for the world often, don't we? Oh yeah, I see it. Toboggan sliding right down. Boom! The clock is winding down, isn't it? Praise God we had a pastor that gave us that wonderful truth all the time. And now we're seeing it unfold, and we're seeing it unfold at an increasing rate. It's about over. It's exciting when you know the Word of God. Oh, yes, it is. It's exciting. Look at these ones popping up everywhere. War, rumors of war. But yet it's peace, 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 peace. Oh, yes. And when you see these things begin to happen, you look up. You talk about a big bang coming. Armageddon is on the wing here too. And there is going to be one. God help us to be ready. God help us to be ready. But we are not in this thing unawares, brothers and sisters. Not just in the world, but in our own lives now. That's the intimacy that I'm talking about today. That's what God is bringing here with the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. Is it's in us that we know these things. The sharper than any two-edged sword is wielded by a good soldier. And in that, we are not ignorant of the devil's devices. You're not ignorant of it. You know. God help you to quit sloughing it off. No, I'm not ignorant of that, devil. Flee. Get out of here. You can't combat this. It is written. I love to face the day it is written. How about you? Oh my goodness, we better start facing every moment it is written, brothers and sisters. You see, the devil is only effective in darkness. He is only effective in darkness. You bring him out in the light and he's done. He's like a cockroach. You turn on the light and he scampers away. And that is the truth. His darts fall helplessly to the wayside in the light. But in darkness, they'll hit you every single time. Come on now. The light, brothers and sisters, it's so wonderful. And the light doesn't just beat him back. It beats him black and blue. It does. He's destroyed. You're done. Your time's about up, old Satan. It is finished as it is finished. He rose again. You couldn't keep him in the ground. And that same power of the resurrection, hallelujah, dwells in the lives of the saints today. It does. Oh, I got to hurry. It's just good. Let God run up the score in your life. Yeah, what's he talking about? I'm talking about living life sometimes feeling sorry for the devil. Oh, what do you mean by that? I'm talking about giving him instance to come in and sup. Come on, stay with me on this. I'm talking about not giving him any room. By the grace of God, not an inch. How about by the grace of God, flee every appearance of evil? Oh, you don't have that type of self-control? Neither do I. But by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Yeah, it can come to dwell in us. Yes. Brothers and sisters, please, again, and I will underscore this again and again. If you're a child of God here today, sinless perfection is complete. Do you know that? So this is not what this brother's talking about right now. I'm talking about a yielded vessel. I'm talking about a chaste virgin to Christ. I'm talking about one that truly is willing to go. Lord, those things are pale. Those things aren't distractions anymore. In the light of your glorious face, it takes care of all of it. As Mama used to tell me growing up, honey, just fall in love with Jesus. You start to put so many do's and don'ts in your lives and all that, you're going to get confused mighty fast and you couldn't keep it anyways. His blood is accountable for everything in my life. His blood is accountable for everything in your life too. And you just start resting on the precious blood of Jesus and it will take you from glory to glory into the very image of Him.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
thank you, thank you. My daddy told me when I was a kid. He said, son, when you get your opponent down, get him down some more. Do not let him up. You are in it to win it, son. Do not feel sorry. And I'm telling you, don't feel sorry for yourself. Go on in the goodness of God, brothers and sisters. It's so wonderful. We need to wake up that there is only one race to win, and that's to win Him. And time is growing short. He's about to wrap this part up. And He's pleading and He's calling out to us. Run this race to win me. Run this race to win me. This is the race into the very midst of the throne to rule and reign with Jesus Christ if our affections will be set on the things above. Rejoice in that. And don't go saying, well, you know, that's all good and wonderful too, but I just want to see His face. I do want to just see His face, absolutely. But you know what? God wants me to rejoice in the provision that He wants me to have.
Yes, amen.
And when He tells me He wants me to rule and reign with Him, I'm going to tell you something. I am excited.
Hallelujah.
When He tells me He wants to take me into the very midst of His throne with Him, I say, praise the Lord. I don't want to be one of those that say, well, if I just get into heaven, that's okay. Hey, that is okay. But I know all pleasing to Him has me saying, oh no, Lord. I want to sit with You in bridal glory. It's real. It is real. And we know it. By the grace of God, help me to live it to its fullest. A life fully tempered in all things, ready to be offered. Paul wasn't mealy-mouthing around with it. Sure, he did by grace say in all humility, not that I've apprehended. But let me tell you something, I'm pressing toward that mark. And I am laying a hold of the grace of God and His faithfulness that He will have me ready. And by the grace of God, I want that readiness today, not tomorrow, not next week. I desire it today, and I'm trusting You today, Lord, that if You are to come today, I am loving Your appearing. Praise God, I am fighting the good fight of faith. Praise God, I have kept the faith. And there is a crown that is laid up for me, and praise God, I see it in my hand. You laid it in my hand for me. And You said, don't let any man take it out of your hand. Don't let anybody take this from you. Hold it fast. It's love. It's love. In closing, 2 Peter 1:6 tells us, and I'll just tell you what it tells you. Temperance follows knowledge. Temperance follows knowledge. The knowledge of the Word of God. That's why it's so important. That's why it's imperative you study the Word. I'm so thankful that you come to church and keep coming to church. But study the Word of God. Know it for yourself. Yes. Know the will of God. Don't rely upon your significant other to pull you along. Really. How many years, and I'm telling you the truth, I looked at a pastor and said, oh, he's going to pull me along. No, he's not. By the grace of God, you gotta go. You gotta lay hold. There's nothing between Jesus and me. I don't take anybody's coattails. That's why I feel sorry for these Catholics, and I do, and I'll say it. There's but one mediator between God and man, and that is the Lord Christ Jesus. Come boldly to the throne. You don't need any interference. God doesn't want you to have any interference. He rent twain the veil. Come unto me. I have nothing up on you and you have nothing up on me. And Brother Paul said it so clearly. I don't even have anything up on you. I'm a chosen vessel, but God has called you to be that too. Filled with all the fullness of God is being offered to us today. It's there. And if we'll see it, we'll want to be it. And we'll take that place in the body joyfully. And we'll abide contented, brothers and sisters, whether abounding or whether abased. And we'll abide as vessels that we only are concerned to be pleasing to Him. To Him. And not worry about what this old world thinks. Because they couldn't even get it. And thank God that they can't, because it wouldn't be what it is. Let them pass you by. Be content to be the vessel prepared for unto glory, to bestow the very glory of God to Him. Hallelujah. It doth not appear. Hallelujah. It doesn't appear what we shall be. But when He shall appear, we know that we're going to be like Him. And I'm looking at vessels today, and it's so wonderful. I'm looking at vessels today that if you'll yield to God, you'll just say, Lord, You do it. And it's today. It's not for tomorrow or next week. I don't got that long. I got today. And Jesus Christ is so infinite and immediate. He'll bring this to you today. He'll give you this vision today. Vessels prepared afore unto glory. Give Him it. And He'll make known that I have loved thee. Get rid of it right now. Your day has not come yet. It hasn't. God, get rid of the cares of this world. Let me know the Word. Let me believe the Word of God. And by His grace, Lord, take these wonderful 9 graces and manifest Your wife in me and in you. Let's stand and praise the Lord. Just stand and praise Him. Thank You, Jesus. Praise Your name, Lord God. Praise Your name. Yes. Thank You, Lord. While every head is bowed, we say, thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. We're so grateful that You love us. And it's in Your wondrous name we pray and give thanks to the Father in all things. Amen.